We're going to review the presidential debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. The reviews were not so good, actually. We talked to Libby Watson, a staff writer at the nonpartisan Sunlight Foundation, and she said nobody won last night, including Americans.
There was a lot of back and forth and a lot of sort of bickering, but not a lot of real answers for the American people on, you know, really what the candidates believe or, you know, what Donald Trump has actually said in the past.
Well, that sounds exactly like part of the problem, Libby, is that these vice presidential candidates were talking about the presidential candidates. I've heard some people say, stop with the vice presidential debates. We haven't always done them, and they're just no good.
Yeah, I've heard people say that, too. And, you know, it's the question, you know, in debates is what kind of a president or vice president would these people be? And I don't think we really got a whole lot of information about that. It was, you know, Donald Trump was the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and, you know, no one really learned a lot about anything. You know, there was some discussion of policy, for sure. But I think, you know, part of the problem is, you know, we saw this with discussions about, you know, debate moderators before the first debate, is that, you know, this year moderators aren't really joining in with the fact-checking mid-debate. And, you know, that's difficult when in this campaign, certainly it's not been easy for everyone to agree on what the facts are, we could say. But it's really difficult for voters to learn a lot if there isn't a moderator there, you know, explaining to voters, no, actually this thing is true or this thing isn't true.
I also saw you say that what the past vice presidential debates had that this was missing was Joe Biden.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of people felt that. And, you know, it's not necessarily specifically about Joe Biden, but, you know, it was certainly missing some of the panache that the 2012 debate had, let's say. It wasn't a barn burner, you know, it wasn't necessarily entertaining. And that's not necessarily what a debate should be if we're talking about, you know, our democracy. It's not necessarily that an entertaining debate is a good debate, but, you know, I don't think it was particularly memorable, and the 2012 debate was pretty memorable.
Somehow the standard has become, who do you want to have a beer with? It sounds like you don't want to quaff a pint with either one.
No, not interested in a pint with either. I mean, you know, it's the debate format is, I don't think, particularly conducive to discovering who you actually want to have a beer with. And I think actually, you know, that can lead to a worse debate if candidates are just trying to, you know, get in their zingers and, you know, have the best lines. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're actually learning a ton about what their positions are or what their opponent's positions are. But certainly if that was the standard, I don't think anyone is particularly raring to, you know, shake either of their hands.
How do you compare these debates with what happens in your native England?
That's an interesting question. I mean, we only started having debates recently. You know, the first prime ministerial candidate debates were in 2010, and they have clearly borrowed heavily from the American format. You know, I've been interested in America for a long time, and, you know, I had seen the 2008 debates before that, and it was kind of funny to see British people trying to do that because we're just not, you know, we're just not as loud as Americans. We don't normally do things like, you know, like these sort of news production events. But, you know, we had them in 2015 again. And, you know, I will say one of the things that I think, you know, America really needs is a moderator like Jeremy Paxman in the UK. You know, we have very strong adversarial media. And I think that was a great debate because Paxman was grilling them on what they actually, you know, would do or, you know, what they believe. There isn't much room for that in these debates. There isn't much room for grilling from the moderators in the U.S. debates.
Interesting. So the English are not as loud as Americans except for the moderators.
I mean, obviously, I will say, you know, we have Parliament. Parliament is mostly shouting at each other, but, you know, that's kind of our theater. But the sort of you know, these debates, like I said, they're kind of news productions, you know, they're sort of cable news explosions. But yeah, I mean, in 2015, there were a couple of debates, and there was one that was just, you know, the moderator going after the candidate's positions. And I feel like that's something that could be imported here.
Libby, you're a staff writer at this nonpartisan Sunlight Foundation. So will you, in a nutshell, tell me what the Sunlight Foundation's interest is? And then I want to know what then was your particular interest in last night's debate?
Sure. So we're a transparency organization, and we advocate for transparency in the government. So we were definitely interested in, whether Donald Trump's tax returns would be mentioned. We've been advocating for Donald Trump to release his tax returns. So we were pleased to see that was brought up, although, like I said, there haven't really been many conclusions. We didn't really learn a lot about Donald Trump's taxes. We were pleased to see discussion of the Clinton Foundation and of the Trump Foundation. Those are, two important issues for us, the use of these foundations, potentially for political favors is very important for the public to know about.
From the Sunlight Foundation, that is staff writer Libby Watson.